The new Harry Potter film, or films, which I'm sure you know the name of. No. The Deathly Hallows, for which Daniel Radcliffe was paid £25.5 million to appear in. Shortly due out in the middle of June, I think. And Daniel was asked the other day what it was like growing up in the blaze of the cameras, to do his growing up in front of cameras. And he said, the conclusion I've come to is that growing up is just something you do. It's not something to concentrate on. It's something that happens to you when you're doing other things. It just is. It's something that happens to you when you're doing other things. Is it fanciful to see the Holy Spirit as something that happens to us when we're engrossed in other things? It's very hard to concentrate on the Holy Spirit. We have no image that gives us any kind of attractive attraction for him. It's something that happens to us when we're doing other things. It just is. It is the source of life. It is the power that renews the world. It's the power that renews the face of the earth on a daily business. So to begin Mass today, let us think for a moment about the Spirit of Jesus and what the Spirit can do for us. Grant us extraordinary grace, O Spirit hidden in the dark in us and deep, and bring to light the dream out of our sleep. Be quiet and feel God's Spirit stirring within you, daring you to believe, daring you to dream. Grant us extraordinary grace, O Spirit hidden in the dark in us and the deep, and bring to light the dream out of our sleep. In one of the newspaper supplements, the Times supplement on Tuesday, Body and Spirit, a number of people wrote about how they cope with serious illness. 71-year-old Peter, who was from London, writes that during his 3 years of radiotherapy, he had met a number of young people in a dreadful state, but people who were full of courage. And he said, it made me realize that I had little to complain about. Gordon, age 40, from Dundee, said it was a book by Lance Armstrong, who won the Tour of France so many times despite having cancer, that it was this book that had helped him to cope. And Anna, age 34, from Edinburgh, writes, what helped me is meditation and living in the present moment, learning to appreciate the now. It teaches us to be at peace. Most of the people that I've come across who have struggled with serious illness or with great difficulties point usually to the power of God as their help in coping. And today we celebrate that power, the Holy Spirit, the power that, as we sang, renews the face of the earth, the power that continues to make all things new. And the power that continues to make all things new, the power that renews the face of the earth, that power is deeply present among us, within us. First chapter of the book of Genesis describes how God created the world and created it perfect. But it wasn't long before things went wrong. That the Spirit which had spread life over the entire face of the universe was thwarted in his ability to keep all things new. And ever since that time, since things went wrong with Adam and Eve, the Spirit has been at work, continually renewing the world, bringing and breathing new life into our broken world. And most of all, bringing new life, breathing new life into our troubled spirits, our broken lives. Breathing new energy, new power into our troubled hearts. And that reality is the source of great strength to all of us. And the words of Jesus in our gospel today, where he promises another counselor who will be with you always. The name of the Spirit in Jesus' language was the Paraclete. It's impossible to translate it, there's no English equivalent for it. But the literal translation of it is the one who answers our cries. The one who answers our cries. And in our struggles and in our pain, we are sure that he is the one who hears our cries. And I'm sure you'll agree that it is usually in our time of struggle that most of us discover that hidden power, that inner strength to cope. And not just to cope, but the ability to come out stronger out of the things that affect us. And somebody who has written a very good book about it is the American Sister Joan Chittister, probably the most famous living nun. And in her book, which she calls Scarred by Struggle, Transformed by Hope, she writes, "There is no one who does not have to choose sometime some way between giving up and growing stronger. There is no one who has not known what it is to lose in the game of life. And the essence of struggle is the decision to become new, the Holy Spirit at work, the decision to become new rather than simply to become older. No one comes out of struggle, out of suffering, the same person they were when they went in. Some come out worse, soured on life. Others come out stronger and wiser through the power of the Spirit." There's a song by Leonard Cohen which has a line in it that says, "There is a crack in everything. That's how the light gets in. There's a crack in everything. That's how the light gets in." The Spirit not only gives us the strength to cope, the Spirit makes us actually glad of our weakness, because it is through our failures that the light of the Spirit gets in. And in the solemn blessing at the end of our Mass today, we pray that the fire of the Spirit may make our hearts glow with pure light. The fire of the Spirit may make our hearts glow with pure light. Such moments when our hearts glow with pure light may not come every time we pray or come to Mass. But I'm sure that every one of us has had some moment in their lives where they have felt that glow of the Spirit within us. And it is the promise of such strength and inner joy that makes us keep walking the way of faith. And today, as we keep walking the way of the Lord, we thank him for the life and gift of his Spirit. We thank him for the promise that that Spirit will be with us forever. And so we keep on walking, singing God's praises. Here is the advice Augustine, I think, which is very appropriate on the Feast of the Paraclete. This is the advice he gives us. "Let us sing God's praises here below. Let us sing Alleluia to sweeten our toil. Sing as travelers sing along the road, but keep on walking. Relieve your toil by singing. Do not yield to idleness. Sing, but keep on walking." What do I mean by walking? I mean press on from good to better. Go forward then in virtue, in true faith and right conduct. Sing up and keep on walking. And he says, don't stray off the road. Don't go back. Don't stay where you are. So make progress in awareness, in searching, in laughter, in loving, in hoping, in the poetry of life. Sing and keep on walking. Do not hesitate or turn back. Keep on walking. Love in order to find God. Love in order to find God.